Then last time, when I was teaching, pardon me, this one, it's no fault of that person. But later on, he became my Kayamita. I was sharing the Mahayana Sutta, the Leng Yan Qing and Xing Qing. So when I go to the class, I sometimes put on the floor, then I pay respect. Then they all have this training. It's very disrespect to put the sutta on the floor. Then there was another case when I was teaching meditation in the Cempaka Buddhist Lodge. There was an old lady, I think 70 plus already, sister. She cannot cross her leg now. So I told her, never mind, you can lean against the wall. And she liked to straighten her leg, pointing directly at me. Then there was an outsider who never attend my class before. She also like very Buddhist one. Wow, he go and tell her off. How can you be so rude pointing the leg at the Buddha and the teacher? He upset that lady, until that lady cannot meditate, the whole session. Then after that, when my class finished, I normally ask, who want to report meditation and who want to share? That lady straight away put out the hand. She said, Bratio, I'm very, very unhappy today. I cannot meditate. And then he told me that. Then that lady also still around. So if it were you, how do you answer them? How do you answer them? Resolving it amicably, not antagonizing any of them. Oh, I said, don't worry. I said, I will explain to you. I said, so I used the Buddha's analogy. I said, if the Buddha can be angry or unhappy because you point the leg at him, then he is not the Buddha. You understand? But the Buddha is at peace in all situations and all conditions. Then I say, you live in a condo, your altar down there, everybody above walk up and down, you feel offensive. And the earth is round. Everywhere. So why you, instead of taking care of cultivation and the understanding, they become so, what they call, maisona. Well, these are conventional truths, I think. I explain to them. I said, please, when you cultivate the Dhamma, you go for ultimate truth, the understanding, the realization. I said, if I can get angry over this thing, then I'm not a cultivator. Understand? What did I tell you? People are just the way they are. Yeah. Understand? The world is the world. Conditioned like that, things will be like that. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Violent people do violent things. And for that lady, it's because she is new, and last time she don't have religion. Then when she came to my class, I said, since you elderly, you cannot sit, I said, you can lean against the wall and straighten your leg or whatever. That's why she straightened her leg, pointing directly to me. What happened? He wants to sit in the middle and listen. And for me, it's nothing offensive. Because this is just the way convention are. What is important is the Dhamma, the Sana. Why you want to be picky about all these things? So when you understand all these examples that I give, you start to develop your own understanding. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to follow what I say. You just find out, investigate for yourself whether this is something that is in accordance with the understanding or not. If you go that rigid way, you are following what they call tradition, what normally people believe in. So, yeah, these are passed down from people who tell you based on their lack of understanding. Then I used to share in the retreat also last time, my father passed away. A lot of my relatives and his friend came because my father is a very good, sincere, very kind person. And the funeral was very, very beautiful and very well run. Then suddenly my father's relative and old friend, they came. Then I got some elderly relative. I also don't quite know them, but they are more elder than my parents. they happened to be there. Then this relative came, and we say, ah, you can go and pay your respect. She go, she take 3 joysticks. Oh. He wants to make offering to my father and put the joystick down. Oh. My mother's relative, the old traditional, stop him, oh, and very violent, and tell him, no! 3 joystick mean 3 person die. He went tell her like that. This one, the husband die only, 1. Oh, yo. Anyway, I was there. No? I quickly interfere. I say, it's okay. You want to put 3 also can. You want to put 1 also can. No, no problem. I say, no offense. Then I tell the other relative, I think it's okay. My father has done a lot of good things. We all, family member, all the siblings, we grew up very well, and we are very well respected by society. So don't worry. I say, this is not important. Your gratitude for my father, your whatever kindness that wants to make you come and pay your respect, we really have a lot of gratitude, and we rejoice. I say, thank you so much. Then only quiet down. No? Then there was another relative, no? Lagi kaulat one. He go and tell my mother, why all your children are no filial piety? No? Why? Well, we never cry. Understand? No? All of us were talking, Sui was also there, happy with all the things. Then we saw the paper, how Sui also asked me, saw the handphone. He worked in Maxis. He said, down there got SIM card or not? Got roaming or not? So all those things people cannot understand. So my mother become like fearful because tradition. He said, if you don't have filial piety, if your children all don't cry, your father sure go to hell. I told my mother like that. My mother panic. When I ask all my other brothers and sisters to cry. Then my youngest brother, no, he said, he came and see me. Well, he know I can handle my mother. So he talked to me. I said, don't worry. So I went and held my mother's hand. I said, okay, what have they told you? Then my mother relayed. He said, your father has passed away, my husband. We all must cry. So that it's like a funeral. And that's all. I said, okay. You heard from her. Now, can you listen to me? I said, you think we want to act and just cry like that? And like actor and actress in a cinema show to show off that we have filial piety? I said, that is not the way. How do you know father will go down to hell? I said, father did so much good thing, did his duty so well. He went back to China, helped the relative, and bring us up, 9 of us, you know, single-handed bring up. This type of person, with this type of parami, especially my dad, you think can go down. I say. Yeah. Then I somehow told my mother, you know, I say, this relative, I heard my parents told me before, they got a lot of problem. Their children, their grandchildren involved with drugs, police case, and all of them, their lives are not good. I said, you want to follow her advice and end up our family become like their family or not? My mother looked at me, like that the one, he said. Then I said, do you remember before father died, that year, 2004, I remember, Sui's birthday, 1 year before that, Chinese New Year, I felt something, though. I must do something for my father and my whole family. Well, my father was on wheelchair already at that time. I told all my brothers and sisters, okay, this year we go to Thailand, a resort, Hakiao Estate, beside the sea. Bring father, bring mother, all. So the whole of our siblings, family, all that. 40 over to 50 of us. And that year, my father was so happy. We took a family photo with all the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all there. Then my mother was with me and my father was there. Then after the photo, my father said, "This is life," he said. "This is joy." He said, "This is my happiest moment." And my mother was there. Then I remind my mother. I say, "Remember that?" Oh, straight away my mother didn't cry. My mother said, yeah, that time he was very happy. I said, "That is filial piety lah, while they're alive, understand or not? Take them around. Do what you have to do. Not wait till they die, then cry for the public to see. That is not filial piety, understand?" So luckily, because of that, after that, my mother told me, no need to cry. We continue with our way. Then the paper house is still want to burn. He said, "Tradition, everybody do, we also do. Like buy insurance like that." Then she also want to call the Namo Lo, the Chai Gu. My mother believe in that one. To do the chanting, all those things. Then of course, I asked my brother Go Chi Chi, ask the Buddhist Association to come and do the chanting. So the Chai Gu one chant for 3 days, I think. Hours just for that short duration, I think they come. Then finally, when it comes to paying bill, my mother came to know. The Namo Lo or the Chai Gu one, I want to charge her 6,000 something, someone else might know. A lot of addition, not written one. And the bill becomes so much. And my mother got very upset. Go and tell the Chai Gu, "How can you charge me like that?" He said, "You're not scared your husband go down. This one, mhoi wan kao." He said, "Cannot be sai gong ke." Until my mother was so pissed off. Then he asked me, "The Buddhist you asked to come and do one, how much you pay?" I said, "No need to pay anything." I said, "Up to you. You want to offer them anything, you offer. Don't want also, never mind. They come because you requested them and they are Buddhist." I said, "We only offer the meal." Well, then my mother told me, "Next time, my time, follow Buddhist way. No need all those tong tong chiang already." See, when she understands, she becomes different. I said, "Your life, you can know. Since China come out after we all came, your life was so happy. Means what we do is correct." Why want to follow the elders, the tradition, and do all these things?